How to practice presence every day. Presence sounds simple until you try to stay there. Most people don't struggle because they don't understand the idea. They struggle because their minds are busy, their bodies are on edge, and their days are shaped by habits that pull attention everywhere else. In recovery, this can feel sharper. Thoughts loop, memories surface, worries about what comes next show up fast. Being in the moment can feel unfamiliar or even unsafe. Practicing presence every day isn't about emptying your mind or forcing yourself to feel calm. It's about noticing what's happening without immediately trying to change it, where you are, what your body feels like, what your thoughts are doing. Presence creates a pause, and in that pause, there's often more choice than we realize. A lot of people assume presence requires long meditation sessions or special techniques. That belief alone can stop them from trying. In reality, presence is built through ordinary moments. The kinds of moments that already exist in your day. Waking up, eating, walking, sitting, waiting. The practice isn't about doing something new. It's about showing up for what's already there. The body is often the easiest place to begin. Thoughts move quickly, but the body stays in the present. Feeling your feet on the floor, noticing your breathing, paying attention to tension in your shoulders or jaw. These small check-ins can bring you back when your mind runs ahead. You don't need to do anything about what you notice. Just noticing is enough. Daily routines are especially powerful because they're usually done on autopilot. Showering, brushing your teeth, making your bed, walking down a hallway. These moments are easy to rush through. Slowing them down even slightly can shift your awareness, feeling the water on your skin. The weight of your body as you move, the sound of your steps. Presence doesn't require extra time. It asks for a little attention. Eating is another place where presence can quietly grow. Many people eat while distracted, lost in thought, or moving too fast. Bringing attention to the first few bites can be grounding. The taste, the texture, the temperature. You don't have to stay focused the entire meal. Even brief moments of awareness can help retrain your attention over time. Emotions can make presence harder, especially early in recovery. Feelings may arrive suddenly or feel overwhelming. The instinct is often to distract, analyze, or push them away. Presence doesn't ask you to like what you're feeling. It asks you to acknowledge it. Naming the emotion, even silently, can reduce the urge to escape it. This is what's here right now. That simple recognition can create a little space. Presence also affects how you connect with other people. When someone is talking, it's common to drift into your own thoughts or plan what you'll say next. Gently returning your attention to their words, their tone, and your own reactions can change the quality of the interaction. You don't need to perform or fix anything. Being there matters more than saying the right thing. Some days, presence will feel natural. Other days, it will feel out of reach. That's normal. Presence isn't a permanent state. Minds wander. Attention slips. The practice is noticing when that happens and returning without judgment. Each return strengthens the skill, even if it doesn't feel like progress in the moment. Technology can quietly interfere with presence. Notifications, background noise, and constant scrolling pull attention away without much effort. You don't need to remove technology completely. Small boundaries can help. Putting your phone down during meals, choosing moments of quiet. Creating short breaks from constant input can open space for awareness to come back. Presence can also support you when urges or cravings arise. Instead of immediately reacting, presence allows you to observe what's happening. Where the urge shows up in your body, how intense it feels, how it changes over time. Urges often rise and fall on their own when they're observed rather than fought. This doesn't make them disappear, but it can make them feel more manageable. It's important to be honest about what presence does and doesn't do. It won't remove discomfort, anxiety, or difficult thoughts. In fact, it may make you more aware of them at first. That awareness isn't a failure. It's part of learning how to tolerate internal experiences without escaping them through substances or compulsive behaviors. Supportive environments can make this practice easier. Structure, reduced distractions, and guidance from trained professionals create room for awareness to develop. Over time, what's learned in a supportive setting can be carried into everyday life in small, realistic ways. If you catch yourself judging how well you're doing, that's part of the practice too. Judgment is just another thought. You can notice it and return to what you're doing. Presence doesn't require perfection. It doesn't require constant focus. It asks for willingness to come back again and again. Practicing presence every day doesn't mean changing who you are. It means meeting the moment in front of you as it is, even briefly. Those brief moments add up. Over time, presence can become steadier, offering more clarity in how you respond to emotions, relationships, and recovery itself. We treat these conditions in conjunction with substance use, not independently. This article is for informational purposes only.